Tuesday, my friends. Oh, it's just about that time where we start embracing the fact that Memorial Day is right around the corner. It's going to be good stuff.
It's already Memorial Day?
Not quite yet, but okay. It's like you have to start planning your memorial party.
You do.
At least a week ahead of time. That's what I would caution. I mean, you should definitely start the planning right about now. I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to anyhow. Don't you think?
Why not?
Well, I got to come up with the menu, your featured drinks, in case you got to do any cool like prop shopping.
That's so true. Do you do fireworks on Memorial Day?
I personally don't, but I think that any reason to have fireworks is good enough for me. Memorial sounds like a good enough reason.
That's what I was thinking.
It does.
And I'm like, do I have the wrong day? Duh.
It's more of a 4th of July thing, which is also around the corner.
Okay.
But nonetheless, I have some guests here today that we're going to delve into what their big memorial plans are. They have a whole community where they get to do lots of fun things. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. That beautiful lady that you heard, that's my fantastic producer, Miss Cindy, who's also a fabulous hat stylist.
Yes, that's a good title. Thank you.
Thank you for showing off how good you are at this particular expertise that I had no idea you possessed.
Really?
At the recent Blue Star Derby party.
It was an excellent party. It really was.
It was a lot of fun. You know, I'm actually looking at the flyer that was given to me from Maryland for Regency Park. And as a recap of their May festivities, they had Derby Days. And so, of course, it brought me back to how good we did for special equestrians and what fun we had with the Blue Star.
Yeah, and you know what? It's great that so many people participate in something like that Derby Day. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I love to know that it's happening across the board, and we don't have to be in Kentucky at all.
Perfect.
Vero's as far from Kentucky as one might get when it comes to the whole aura of things, if you will. You know, it's tropical paradise. It's much the opposite of what you're going to get in some of the, what we consider that low country?
We're in the non-bluegrass state.
Right. Precisely. Well, wait to sum it up for me, Cindy. I just enjoy your input. So, obviously, I've hinted to who my guests are. Mm-hmm. I have Marilyn Pascal of Regency Park, and beside her is Steve McLaurin, who is here representing Harbor Chase. These are sister communities right here in our own backyard, and we're very excited to have them on the show because they bring a lot of excitement and vibrancy to our senior community aspect of things when it comes to Indian River County. And I thought that it'd be great for them to come on and share some of the different activities and what they have to offer in comparison with some of the other communities throughout our area. And so with no further ado, Marilyn, welcome, my dear.
Thank you so much, Anna.
And Steve, I'm so glad that you were able to be roped into all of these shindigs and come join us for Wine Wednesday.
I was a little bit nervous, but you're making me more comfortable now.
Oh, good. Well, and my apologies to our listeners. Kitty of the Blue Star, she is unable to attend our show, being that her restaurant, even though people say season is over, is still booming and bustling. She is away from the show today, so we're having imaginary delicious wine. It's all in our heads at this particular moment. I'm going to believe it, that it's sensational and delicious. But may I just say that the first after hours, I'm an active chamber member, have been for a number of years. The first chamber after hours that I went to for Harbor Chase, there was a big sign and it said daily happy hour. And I thought to myself, and I had messaged my husband and said, when I get to the age where I need to be in an assisted living, you're signing me up for something along these lines. And I took a picture and sent it to him and said, this is what I'm talking about. So, I mean, obviously you all are open to the community. You're open to showcasing what it is that you have. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Anna. We really appreciate being here.
Now, Regency having Harbor Chase on its property, you allow for a lot of different variables that not every community, retirement, or ALF can bring to the table because you're offering all of it in a certain forum. How big is that property back there?
I believe we have over 20 acres, Anna.
That's impressive.
And we're backed up to the Indian River Lagoon on
Gorgeous.
Indian River Boulevard, and it's just a very peaceful location.
You got that right. And convenient, because now with the way Indian River Boulevard is, you can zip up off of 41st Street.
41st.
You can cross up to US 1. You can go up to 53rd and go to the new Publix Plaza. They have lots to offer. I mean, it's just... And then you go in the other direction, you head right to downtown or across the bridge. It's brilliant.
We hear that all the time, Anna, that our location is really a real plus to our seniors because they've lived in the area for many years.
And they know the back roads.
They do.
That's one of the perks.
They have to teach me.
Right? Oh, we're going to have to show you some of our back roads, no doubt about it. So, Marilyn, give me just a couple of the highlights about Regency Park, because as you said, this is a continuing care retirement community. So our listeners, they're hopping in their cars and they're saying, what does this mean? How does this relate to my family, whether it be mom, dad, aunt, uncle, or even themselves?
So Regency Park is an independent living retirement community, and we have 42 villas, and we have over 160 apartments. And the villas are what we call an equity investment, and they have access to the clubhouse and the amenities, and there's a 90% guaranteed refund back to them or their estate at some point in the future. And the villas range in square footage from 1,600 to over 2,000 square feet, and they're absolutely beautiful.
Who would be an ideal candidate for an equity type of villa?
Someone who is looking for more of a feeling of a home. There is a garage. We have full washers and dryers in the villas, full kitchens, two bedroom, two bath, and den units. So they're quite spacious, and most everyone that sees them loves them.
Oh, I bet. Well, they're darling. I mean, I drive through the community often, not just to attend networking events and so forth, but as White Glove Moving, we often are relocating individuals into the community as a whole, and I hear such positive things. In fact, I have one of my favorite stories. I had started with White Glove about 4 years ago. And I just love my team. And we were starting more and more to really express that we were doing a whole division of our staff that was dedicated to senior relocations, going above and beyond to help with this particular demographic that needed just a little bit more handholding. And there's courses that we need to take for those that may be having the onset of dementia and so forth. There's different things in place. It's continuing education. You have to go on an annual basis. Regardless, we had a widower, and she moved into one of the apartments in Regency. And I was there. I went on the move so I could get an idea of how my guys did things and so forth. And she said to them, oh, you just put everything away. I'm on my way down to have myself a spritzer. I'm celebrating. And she was just excited as could be. And I will never forget how excited I was to say, this is a service as a moving company that I was proud to represent, because she trusted us. She knew... put this there, put this there, put this there, and I'm going down for my spritzer. I'm celebrating. I'm here, and they all need to know I'm here.
I love her.
It was great. And that's she went awesome. Down to the fancy Hemingway Lounge.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes, yes.
I'm on my way to the Hemingway Lounge, she says, for a spritzer. That's my kind of gal.
That's an opening line if I ever heard one.
So that just shows some of the energy that some of the residents have coming in. That's fantastic.
We're going to be starting tikis by the pool every Friday during the summer, so this will be a lot of fun. And so, you know, always something fun and exciting to do. But in regards to the apartments, our apartments, they range in square feet from 700 to over 1,600 square feet.
Wow, that's very spacious.
So, and they are a rental situation. So, you know, they really love their spacious homes, and with your help, they make it feel like home.
Absolutely. And the views are great.
They are. They are. They're spectacular of the Indian River Lagoon. It's very quiet, peaceful, lots of bird watching. Just beautiful.
That sounds so lovely.
And you know what? It seems like with those size places, there. I don't want to say there's not a lot of downsizing, but those are good size places to keep a lot of your stuff.
They truly are quite large and spacious. And we also have little storage areas in the hallways if they need a little extra storage space.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And I always see in the apartment setups when we come in that everyone gets to sort of decorate their door and their little shelf area, just sort of customize it.
They customize it and make it feel like home, and you should see it around the holidays. It's just spectacular. Aww.
I love that. I obviously I'm a sucker for decorating or any themed occasion whatsoever. So I'm going to have to make it a point to be there over the holidays this go round.
Most definitely.
So there's 9 floor plans?
9 floor plans. 1 bedroom, 1 bath, 2 bedroom, 2 bath, and 2 bedroom, 2 bath and den.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We have 3 floors and 2 buildings, and we have the east building and the west, and they're pretty much the same, and they're just beautiful. Most people who come into our community say you look like you're brand new. It's so clean.
It is. Mm-hmm. I can attest to that. It is impressively well kept, no doubt about it. And I know that in-house, right there on the property, you have how many dining options?
We have 5 different dining venues.
That's so superb. That's just never dull.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. We have a private dining room that residents and families can reserve for 12 people, this beautiful long table. And then we have 2 fine dining rooms, and it's a 4-course menu, and it's reserved seating, and beautiful fireplace, and just gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
And then we have 2 casual dining rooms, and there's 5 different choices every evening for dinner. And now we've started patio dining on Tuesdays.
This is the time to dine al fresco. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have an article that just came out in today's Vero Beach News Weekly all about al fresco dining throughout the community. And this is the time of year where even though some of our friends from the north might go home, I feel like they're missing out on how spectacular the weather is this time of year here, mm-hmm. where you get to really enjoy dining outside and having a significant experience.
It's truly the way. About 2 weeks ago, we hosted the Chamber at Regency, and it was beautiful.
Right. Seize it. Take advantage of it.
It was beautiful. Right by the pool, which is a 0-entry pool. It's just gorgeous.
Oh, wow. I know you also have your own on-site salon there. For those of us that are listening, though, and we're not living at Regency or Harbor Chase, though they're fantastic communities, perhaps we're just not ready for that yet, I highly encourage visiting some of our sponsors, like perhaps Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week over in the Fresh Market Plaza for all your manicure, pedicure, waxing, and facial needs, as well as the Hair Studio of Vero, off of Oslo and US 1, walk-ins welcome. Both men and ladies can get pampered, made to feel amazing. Melissa over there, she is a master colorist and stylist, so you won't want to miss out on showing some love to our beauty secrets. When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more with Marilyn and Steve about Harbor Chase and Regency. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Please don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Complete Employee Solutions in Vero Beach wants to ask, what could your business achieve if you weren't taking up precious time with payroll, tax compliance, HR, and the like? If you're a small, growing business, it can be tough keeping up to date with increasing payroll and tax regulations. Without a proactive plan to help you manage your back office burdens, achieving your business goals could get sidelined. Hiring Complete Employee Solutions will allow you to have a paperless payroll and HR tools so you can improve compliance that will attract and retain valued employees. Save time and improve your bottom line. Complete Employee Solutions does paperless payroll and employee leasing too. Complete Employee Solutions. Join the team and feel complete. 567-6333.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero, 772-999-2652.
Come check out Vero's premier golf course, equipped with 36 holes, superb service, and a number of groups for people of all ages. I'm Bella Nagy, Director of Golf at Sandridge Golf Club, and come join me and my team for a round of golf, participate in a tournament, or spearhead a fundraiser for your local cause. Plus, take advantage of our great programs like the Men's League, Ladies League, and Nine Hole Ladies Leagues, as well as our Junior Golf Program, which is a year-round affair. Visit GolfSandridge.com to purchase gift certificates, sign up for tournaments, and find out all kinds of information about Sandridge Golf Club. We look forward to seeing you very soon out at the golf course.
Join the Smithsonian as we celebrate World Ocean Day at the St. Lucie County Aquarium on Saturday, June 4th from 10 to 3. Enjoy face painting, hands-on activities, crafts, special tours, and even go seine netting in the Indian River Lagoon. Admission is $4 for adults and $3 for kids. The first 50 children will receive free gift bags. The aquarium is located at 420 Seaway Drive in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-3271. Hope to see you there.
All right. Happy Wine Wednesday, my friends. I think this might be the second show ever in all of history where we're not sipping on something delicious. Darn it. Yeah, that's right. But that's okay because there's plenty at the Blue Star, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 o'clock on for your dining pleasure. Always live music and something fun and delicious in store over at the Blue Star in downtown Vero, the heart of the Garden District. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, and I have two wonderful guests with me today talking about Harbor Chase and Regency Park, two of the more established assisted living and retirement type communities right here in our own backyard off of Indian River Boulevard. Welcome back.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Of course. Steve McLaren of the Harbor Chase side of things. This is interesting to me because not every, again, as White Glove Moving, we have the pleasure of assisting seniors, whether they're downsizing into a fantastic condo or going into a active retirement portion, or should they need to go into more of something hands-on? Harbor Chase brings that to the table, correct?
Absolutely. And all of the residents at Regency Park have the peace of mind that they would have priority access to Harbor Chase if they ever need a little more care.
That's great to know that you can phase from one part to the next if need be. That's fantastic. That's great peace of mind.
It is. And you're still in the same neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's right on the same campus. And we offer a lot of the same services, but we do add in what they call care services. We have nurses on staff 24 hours a day. So someone needs a little help getting dressed, a little assistance with showers. They can just move right over from Regency. Now, we also, of course, have people move from their own homes into Harbor Chase. So that's an option, too, if that need ever arises.
Right. They just stay till they can't any longer. The family decides this is a better fit. So what makes that experience different coming into Harbor Chase, whether they come from Regency over or from their own home? There's other things that is included in the Harbor Chase package.
Absolutely. We really focus on three main things in the community there at Harbor Chase. Number one, we think it's good for you mentally and physically to stay engaged. And so we have a wonderful life enrichment program. You already mentioned our happy hour we have every day at 4 o'clock. There's a theme drink.
Oh, I love it. You know I'm a sucker for a good theme.
But we have live entertainment every week. We have social get-togethers. There's movies, tons of games. So it's a very active lifestyle, very easy to make friends and stay social.
Oh, that's so important. I like that.
It truly is.
Yeah.
We also provide all the basics so they get all their meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day so no one has to cook. A housekeeper comes in every week and cleans the apartment, launders your sheets and towels so no one has to do any cleaning.
Wow, I want this in my 30s.
Why do I have to wait?
Yeah,
we hear most of the children say, Marilyn, if my parents don't move in, I'll move in.
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. Wow.
I have to do that.
She likes her sound effects. That does deserve a good standing ovation. I like it.
And we also include transportation, any maintenance, anything that goes wrong, we fix it, replace it, your cable, your electric, so all those basic things. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we do have the nursing staff, so everyone has the peace of mind. If they need a little help, there's a little pull cord right by their bed. They're in distress. They just pull that. The nurse is going to come check on them. So it just really is a wonderful community where you can be as independent. Just because we're assisted living, you still get up when you want to get up, go to bed when you want to go to bed, come and go as you please. But we offer this safe, secure environment for our residents.
Well said. And to think it's just essentially an all-inclusive ongoing vacation package is what it sounds
it's
like
a cruise
to me.
Ship.
Wow. That is really delightful.
Yeah. A cruise ship without the, what do they call that?
Well, cruise ship and dock.
Yeah. Right. And dock. Okay.
And then we also do have a separate secured memory care for anyone with dementia. We do offer that secured setting. And it has a wonderful system called It's Never Too Late. We have a lot of families that are out of town, and It's Never Too Late offers a lot of options for activities. It connects us to the residents to the internet, some amazing activity options for our memory care residents, but also a Skype feature so that out-of-town families can still see their loved ones even in our memory care. So it
and you help them with all the tech aspect.
Oh, yeah. All they have to do is call. And it's
the little assistance
exactly.
on the tech side of things. I can't make my Skype work half the time. I'm going to call Steve's team. Steve's team, I'm going to need you. That's tremendous. And there's 23 beds there in the memory care side of things.
Absolutely. So if someone was in assisted living and they got to a point where they needed that secured setting, they can just transfer right into, it's right in the same building.
Brilliant. And how many apartments, nine different layouts also?
We have nine different floor plans in our assisted living. There's 62 apartments, so it's a nice medium size.
Yeah.
And it was actually built from the ground up as an assisted living. I've been doing this for a long time, and a lot of communities I've worked in are converted hotels, which can have some really long hallways and just kind of hard to navigate. So I love the layout. We actually have four hallways, each with about 12 apartments, and they all lead back to the center where the elevator is. So you're never far from the elevator, and you can't get lost. If you come out and go the wrong direction, you just come to the end of the hall and turn around, and you end up back at the elevator. So it's a great layout.
Oh, those are some good points to bring up, especially having experience in the industry to say, hey, here's where others might not have sharpened and done the best. We've perfected it from concept to say go. That's really fantastic. So we are here. We have Steve McLaren. He's just giving us a little insight on Harbor Chase. That's the assisted living side of things on the campus that they share with Regency Park, which really has that vibrant, active retirement.
Luxurious.
Yet affordable.
Yes. Our one bedrooms, Anna, they start under $3,000 per month, and it includes one meal per day, housekeeping, bed linen changes, utilities, and transportation.
Wow.
Can't beat it.
You can't. My household does not function on that price point.
Mine neither.
That is pretty substantial.
Yes.
And that's a lot of bang for your buck, no doubt about it. I'd like to quickly give a nice shout out to PacMail. You know, we actually do a lot of estate shipping. So as residents get ready to transition, whether it be Regency Park or Harbor Chase, they have the opportunity to send out all of those fantastic heirlooms and sentimental pieces to loved ones and know that it will get there on time and intact with PacMail Beachside. Always free pickups and guaranteed affordable shipping solutions. You're listening to The Vero Insider. We'll be right back.